What's happening across the Hunter this weekend? Plenty of food, there's some brass, and even a chance to get a little bit scared. And to tell us a little bit more about that, he's joining us once again, Lindsay Carr. Good morning.
Yes, good morning, Mark. You're talking about something to get your teeth into, which of course will be...
There he is. It's Dracula tonight.
It's Dracula tonight at the Civic Theatre. It's a professional production from Queensland of Bram Stoker's vampire classic. The book was written 120 years ago, and it's still going strong, still popular. And this stage presentation is touring for 7 months to 44 venues around the country. Dracula, Civic Theatre tonight.
It looks, like you said, something to jump in.
Oh, it'll be pretty good. Yes, I think so.
Now, for something at the complete other end of that.
Yes, tomorrow, Lambton High School has Newcastle's 35th annual Doll Fair. A sale of antique and modern dolls, which have come from around the country. And they've also got miniatures and teddy bears. Do you have a teddy bear, Mark?
No.
You don't?
No.
You don't? Oh, you should get one. They're great.
Now, even if the real answer was yes, do you actually think I would say, yeah, of course I have. Lindsay, it's sitting on top of the bed now.
Well, Todd Sargent has a teddy bear. He told me.
I'm happy for
you. Yes, okay. If you have any bears at home or old dolls, bring them along tomorrow to be valued. Lambton High School. Tomorrow afternoon and evening, Morpeth Comes Alive. That's the name of the event in Swan Street. Late night shopping and cafe trading. Huge range of entertainment and free champagne. So that should be good there in Morpeth. And if you go to the Newcastle City Library this weekend, you'll be able to see Emblem of a City. It's a photo display celebrating 50 years of the Civic Park fountain.
Isn't it great when you can sort of look at some of the old photos of how we used to look and you look around and you think, oh, it looks so different now.
Yeah, especially now that the fountain's considered a timeless and classic piece of art, but... Back in the day, it was considered a controversial art scheme, with many Novocastrians objecting to the money and time that was spent on the project. Some thought it was just a pile of junk when it came out, and one bloke referred to it as the twisted wreckage of a huge burnt-out plane. But now, of course, it's classic art, so you'll be able to see the photo display of Emblem of a City, all about the Civic Fountain. And Sunday afternoon at the Performing Arts Centre in Warners Bay, we have the classics, Tom Jones and more. A concert of pop music and classical pieces from the Cardiff North Lakes Brass Band. And it's a showcase to show the range of music a brass band can play.
Well, they're certainly opening up the doors there from all the classics through to a bit of Long Tom.
Yes,
sounds good.
And also the Lone Ranger will make an appearance.
Mask and all.
Oh, well, yeah, Chemo Savvy, yeah.
Maybe.
And I'm assuming it's because they'll be playing the William Tell Overture. What do you think?
Oh, that'd be a nice end for that.
It could be. That's why. Otherwise, why else would he be there, you see?
I don't know.
No, that's on Sunday afternoon at Warners Bay. Free admission if you happen to be under 15. And just a little preview of next week. I'll be giving away some double passes to the world premiere of a new play called Dreamtime, which is from the Remus Youth Theatre at Maitland Repertory. So... tune in next week and then you might win some free passes.
Oh, that sounds good, Lindsay. Thanks for your help for us this morning.
That's okay. Thank you.